Hi there, you're listening to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. If you enjoy listening to our episodes or like our content over on Instagram, would you consider leaving a review or subscribing? It really helps. Welcome here.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Kingdom Sexuality. Today we are talking about what does modesty look like after marriage? So I know that we often talk about modesty in regards to like when you're dating and everything, but things change after you get married. And like, I feel like the rules that we had before now maybe don't apply. So we're just going to have a casual chat about all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So before we go in, I'm going to read a review. It says life-changing, 5 stars. I've really enjoyed this podcast. So informative. I'm no longer Googling questions and concerns and coming up disappointed with the answers. My marriage has benefited immensely. L Family 424. Awesome. This is why we do this.
Yeah.
To change marriages.
Yep.
For the kingdom. Okay, and our verse for today, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body.
Boom.
All right. So yeah. I think the first thing we need to talk about is when, I feel like the first thing that triggers in my mind when the word modesty comes up is purity culture. Mm-hmm. Like right away. Right?
Modest is hottest. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all the things that went with that, like all the narratives that we were told, you know, like you go to summer camp and
don't wear your pajamas out and about because then you're going to think of that the person's going to, like, they sleep in a bed and they think you're,
Really?
That was definitely a thing.
Okay.
You cannot wear pajamas.
Yeah. Definitely no 2 pieces. And if you did, you have to wear a shirt over top and it couldn't be like a white shirt. It had to be a dark shirt so that you couldn't see through if it got wet.
Shorts had to be longer than your arm.
Than your fingertips.
Yep. Fingertips. Yeah. Especially skirts. As well,
if you bend down, you can either you put your hand to cover your chest, or things have to be up high enough.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna play the opposite side of this for a second. Are any of those things bad? Like, is it wrong to not be able to wear a 2-piece at summer camp? Like, do 11- and 12-year-olds need to be looking at the 11- and 12-year-old girls in 2-piece? Like, I don't think that's wrong.
No.
I'm totally fine with that rule. Yeah. I think it should still be there.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think. Like, what drives me nuts is when girls have shorts where their pockets are longer than the shorts. You can see the pockets sticking out. I'm like, that's a pretty good guideline right there.
Yeah.
Your shorts should be at least longer than the pockets.
Yeah.
And your bum cheeks should be covered.
Yeah.
Like,
your jean shorts are not underwear.
No.
Yeah.
So, like, again, I don't think any of those things are wrong. I don't think, gotta be careful here. I don't think purity culture was wrong. In their intentions.
Yeah.
The delivery and the method and how it actually played out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not ideal. Did a lot of damage. But I think the intentions were very good. And I think modesty is a good thing. But I think telling a girl, you know, you have to wear a turtleneck. Otherwise, the guy's going to try to picture you, try to look at your boobs or whatever, right? Yeah.
That's the part of it that was the damaging part. Is that there was always that caveat of your shorts have to be so and so long because, heaven forbid, someone see this, or someone's going to picture you like this, or like that was the part that I think was more damaging when it came to modesty.
Yeah.
Because modesty is fantastic. It's great to dress. And like, I think the word modesty has been so skewed to be something icky and we all have this bad taste in our mouths about it.
Or even like today, modesty, like, oh, you can't tell me what to wear. I can express myself however I want. How dare you suppress me? Right. I think it all goes back to the heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are you know when you're putting those shorts on that are riding up your butt, you know that people are going to be looking at that because that is a head turner thing.
Yeah.
You know exactly why you're putting those on because you want the attention, right? And maybe something like that could use a little bit more modesty, and that's not bad.
Yeah. I had a talk with Darlene Unruh about this.
Mm.
And she said the way that she, and now if I, hopefully I'm remembering it right, but this is the message that I remembered, was that she's, when teaching your young girls about like what to wear, not bringing up that a guy could lust after you or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, however you're dressing today and whatever you're highlighting is what people are going to focus on. So like, say like a crop top, something like that.
Right.
Your belly button is now showing. And is that bad? No. But when somebody is talking to you, especially if, depending on what situation you're in, what are they going to notice when they're talking to you? Mm-hmm. They're probably going to notice your belly button because we don't normally see that. Or, yeah. You know, like, what do you want that person to notice you for? Are you wanting them to notice for how you look and the specific thing that you are highlighting? Or do you want them to be focused on who you are mm-hmm. and as a person instead? Right. I thought, oh, that's like a better, I feel like a little bit better view than just don't wear this because boys will look at you. Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like even in us, in our girls' circles, you know, if you see a girl dressed immodestly, let's say, all of us notice and all of us will already judge immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, it isn't just the men looking, it's also women looking, mm-hmm. you know? And so that, yeah. that whole concept also refers to even us as adults. Like, okay, if you are wearing what you are wearing, the people around you will be noticing what about you. Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that brings more the heart of who you actually are identifying in. You're not identifying in your clothes. You're identifying like who you are as a person and not letting clothes distract from who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. So that's going to look different for different people. And yep. obviously there's no scale. It's not like there are rules that yep. say, well, you know, then don't wear this and this and this. Like mm-hmm. for each person, it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm. If you guys have no idea who Tira's talking about, we interviewed Kim and Darlene on episode 136. It was a fantastic interview if you want to go listen to it. Yep. But yeah, just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
I had another thought now, but it's gone. There's a really good post. So Kate and JJ from Heart of Dating, Kate on her personal page, she put this post out and it's called "Can Christian Women Be Sexy?" So we're going to the other end of the spectrum here. Mm. And I'll link the post in the show notes because it's a full carousel on Instagram and it's quite long, but her conclusion is, I'll just read her conclusion. So what can we take away from this? Christian women can be sexy. Women, you can feel beautiful, confident, and sexy. Your body is allowed to take up space, but you also have to check your intentions and steward your sexiness in a healthy way. Only you know if your intentions are seductive or intentionally provocative. And she defines those terms earlier in the post, so you can go find it for yourself. But again, it goes back to your heart and your intentions and why are you wearing what you're wearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the first time that the three of us ever got together all in person with our spouses, we got together at Alana's house and hung out. And my wife left the house in like a crew neck sweater and tights. And the sweater leggings, tights, whatever you want to call them.
Leggings.
The things you buy from Lululemon.
Leggings.
And what are tights?
They're like the thick nylons. Yeah, or pantyhose, like, but they're just a little bit thicker than, so they're like what you would wear under a skirt.
Oh, okay.
Like you would see the underwear through them.
Okay. She didn't have that.
That's why we are adamantly saying leggings. She was wearing leggings.
And usually when she does, she'll wear a shirt that's like long enough that covers her butt. But this time she didn't. And I was just sharing that I felt so uncomfortable having my wife in public wearing that, where I think she has a nice bum. So other people might too, and other guys might be looking at that. And that made me so uncomfortable. And so I shared that with her. And it was a really interesting conversation with modesty because she appreciated that I wanted her to be modest so that I'm protecting her in that, right? I don't want other guys looking at that. So she really appreciated that. And she was super respectful and honoring of what I said. And That doesn't happen anymore. And I don't think she did it on purpose. Like, actually, I know she didn't do it on purpose. It was just like, hey, I'm going to hang out with friends. I'm super comfortable with them already. Yeah. I'm just going to dress like super chill.
Yeah.
And it was just like an unintended thing that happened. But it was a really good conversation. And I think that's another part of modesty is, guys, you don't want your wife wearing certain things out in public. Like, there was a Q&A question. Like, how do I get my wife to, I forget what he was trying to get his wife to wear, but it was like a more revealing bikini. And my response was, why? Like, why would you want your wife to be wearing that? Because it's going to be a head turner for other people to look at. And like Tira said, like, that's going to highlight a certain part of her body that should be for your eyes only. So if you are in a secluded place on a trip somewhere where there aren't other people, sure, your wife can wear that more revealing bikini, or she can wear no bikini. Like, it doesn't matter. But I think we need to honor our wives in what we request of them. Because if you're making that request of your wife to go out in public and you're like, hey, babe, wear this really low-cut shirt tonight. Well, why? Why not let her put that on when you guys get home after? Or put on something else when you guys get home after? You don't want to put your wife out there on display for everyone else.
It's more just like a showpiece, like, look what I have.
Yeah.
You know, instead, like, again, it goes to, like, what's the heart behind it?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think also, like, kind of cooing in from that, different situations in different places, modesty is going to look different, right? Like, when you are, for example, going to church, that's going to look different than a night out. And hopefully. Like, yeah. Or, you know, yeah. Chilling with your friends that you know really well versus meeting new people or, you know, visiting your school with where your kids are,
right.
Or, you know, like, there's just, like, it's situational as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think what you said about church is really interesting, because I feel like that, especially for women, is probably the place you can judge what other people are wearing the most. It's like, she wore that to church. Mm-hmm. Did you see what she was wearing in church?
Interesting. Yeah.
Our pastor talked one time about, so the lead pastor had one of the associate pastors come up to him and said, hey, like, we are getting some complaints from the congregation about this woman who showed up to church, and she showed up in, like, a really short dress and a really low cut top. And, you know, what should we do about it? And the guy said, well, who was she? And the associate pastor says, like, I don't really know. And the guy says, well, she had clothes on. And he says, yeah. He says, well, praise God. And it ended up that she was, like, a local prostitute who was seeking. So just be really careful about how we judge and who we judge, because someone like that, great. She showed up with clothes. Praise God, she was at church.
Yeah. And she would have felt so ostracized
Had someone said anything.
Yeah.
Or no one talks to her, right?
Yeah.
Alienated.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about modesty before and after marriage?
Crickets.
Yeah. I mean,
I think when you're dating, right, you are trying to be alluring to some degree, but you have to be more intentional about not right, because you're not able to fully take it all the way, whereas when you are married, you can. I feel like, for example, like, when you're dating, you're not going to wear a sexy lingerie set underneath, you know, because if he does catch a glimpse of it, that's a hint of, like, hey, I want to go further.
Right.
Whereas when you're married and you're out on a date and you could have that set underneath and he catch a glimpse of it, well, yeah, that's great, because that can show that you're ready for this for later.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's different, because one is, like, again, your intention and your heart behind it. When you're dating, you're trying to get to know the other person without trying to go too far, you know, and
protect your boundaries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're married, then it's like,
then it's fun.
Yes.
But at the same time, making sure that the world around you is not witnessing your bedroom action.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't remember what episode it was, but on a previous episode, I made the case that you can't be, was it that you can't be, like, too promiscuous in your marriage? Like, you can't be promiscuous in your marriage, like...
Oh.
Do you remember what episode that was, or what we were talking about?
Something about slutty.
Yeah, and I was basically saying, like,
I don't remember.
You can't really be that for your husband unless it's, like, something that he doesn't want, because for the most part, if you are just being, like, very free with your body, with your husband, you're just, like, you're being sexy towards him, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think modesty after marriage is like in public, and I don't think you need to be modest like in the bedroom or anything like that. I don't think, whatever the opposite of modesty is, if we want to call it sexy, I don't think you can be too sexy for your spouse.
Yeah. Maybe think of it like this way. When you're dating, it's modesty for your future spouse, as well as the people, the public who are around you.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you're married, modesty is for the public around you, but not your husband.
Right. Yeah.
Or, you know, so it's, it's situational.
And I think we should quickly address the wife who is maybe like very insecure being sexy or just not comfortable with that part of her body being, she hasn't like, you know, grown into her sexuality or whatever it is. Maybe it's a newlywed who grew up in purity culture.
Right.
You don't have to go out and be this wild lingerie wearing, dancing for your husband person, right? Like this will take time. There is healing that needs to happen. There is, you know, transformation that needs to happen. Pray over yourself, get your spouse to pray over you, all these kinds of things. But just know that there is the freedom there to be that sexual being for your spouse.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Not that you have to wear leather and do whatever, but like, to know that wherever your comfort level is for now, that's okay.
Yeah. And I think like being at home, especially when you're newly married and it's just the two of you, it is fun because now you do get to wear all the clothes that you didn't, and you can wear shirts without undershirts, you know, and that'd be a fun thing, so that when you guys do get together after work, then it's fun.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So yeah, again, no modesty at home when it's just your husband.
Yeah. But then if people have like, it's like, well, what about my kids are around? Obviously, this is between you and your husband.
Yeah. You want to model it well
to
your children for sure. This is in the privacy of the two of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
So overall, sounds like it's more about a heart than what you're actually wearing.
Yep.
Your heart and your intentions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things that's, it can be easy to kid yourself, or you can be easy to convince yourself that you're doing it for the right reasons, and you may not be. Right? Like, I think it's one of those things where you can almost lie to yourself.
Like, to both degrees? Or are you?
Yeah, probably to both degrees. I was thinking more in the sense of, like, I'm wearing this shirt because I'm comfortable in it, and it's a really low-cut top, and it would be hard to convince someone that that is more comfortable than whatever else, right? Or you're wearing a thong bikini to the public pool. It's like, this is just more comfortable for me. Like, it's probably not. You're probably wearing it for other reasons.
Right.
So be honest with yourself is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the freedom that you give in marriage. Thank you that we get to be, free at home with whatever we want to wear with our spouse, but that you've also given us smarts and respect and a whole bunch of other things to also be aware of who we are around and what our situations are. And I just pray for wisdom and clarity for couples who are wondering about what boundaries should be. And I just pray that they will be revealed what they should be. And that they will still have fun at home. And just bless the marriages who are listening today. Amen.
Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. And tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.